Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's a question we all need to think about. What is authentic love? Paul, in his letter to the Romans, answered this question with a very succinct statement. He wrote, "Let love be without hypocrisy." In other words, as believers, we must not mask love. We must be authentic, which will only happen when we practice Christ's love. Note how Paul defines authentic love. He wrote,
"Detest evil. Cling to what is good. Love one another deeply as brothers and sisters. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lack diligence and zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Be persistent in prayer. Share with the saints in their needs. Pursue hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Instead, associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own estimation."
In this paragraph, the Apostle Paul used the Greek word Philadelphia. And this comes from two Greek words. Phila comes from phileo, which describes kind affection, and Delphia comes from the Greek word adelphoi, which means brothers, or in this case, brothers and sisters. In other words, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and when we show kindly affection and love to one another that's authentic, we will help bring healing into people's lives who've never experienced this kind of love. So let's remember this principle to live by. To live in God's will, we're to continually demonstrate authentic love for one another.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.